Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face.
Indica was like, especially with people, if people were around, it would be like 10 times worse. Because then I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to even look at you. Fuck. You should smoke indica, Jorge.
He just wants to go to bed anyway.
Yeah.
It's true, huh?
All right. You got a sty, homie?
No, I got,
hell yeah.
I got fucking rust in my eye. And I think it's like embedded in there.
A sty would have been much better than that.
Yeah, because I was fucking...
I got fucking bloody ass stool and you got rust in your
eye. I was doing fucking dumbbell bench press and I was using my old metal weights. And like when I got to the top, they clanked together and like this little rust dust fell off and went right in my fucking eye. But it was like over a week ago and I thought it was just going to kind of work its way out. Damn. But it feels like it's kind of encapsulated in there right now.
That's a mistake.
Sucks.
Yeah, man. Oh,
fucking sucks.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes to Podcast, episode 333. This is Jorge.
Hi, this is Matt.
Maddie Ding Dong?
No, not Maddie Ding Dong anymore.
He's done with that.
No, I still have the Ding Dong.
Yeah, but you don't do any streaming anymore, which is disappointing.
Yeah, you know, consistency is key, huh?
I mean, I'd like you to keep...
He is consistent. He's very consistent.
It's true.
Fair.
It's not in the way you want.
Fair. Yeah. Now what you got to say? Now what?
I mean, he's right.
He said fair. He fucking said it.
That's right.
Dope. All right. Thanksgiving is over.
Who are you?
Your dreams are a lie. Moonfall is coming. And this is
Moonfall is coming.
You know, that's the one little part of our Discord that I've silenced.
That's fucking great.
I silenced it. I'm like, I don't need any of this.
You don't like the Moonfall stuff?
I don't even care. I haven't looked. I have no interest.
I don't care about it either. But I have no I'm beginning to just movie. From the process.
Yeah.
If you give a countdown, it's like, it's a beautiful thing too. Because if the
How
movie,
are you going to say you don't care? You are so chuffed on that
What's
fucking
What's crazy
movie.
Is I it, don't, I, it's going to be terrible. And I hate Roland Emmerich's fucking
What's
movies.
What's wild is Wait, it's, this such was Nolan. Long, it's such a long
Hold up.
Countdown.
It is a long countdown.
It's like 80 days.
It's like 80 days to Moonfall. Now, wait a minute. He thought Moonfall was what? Say this
I thought
again.
It was Nolan.
Okay, Matt.
I've looked nothing into it aside from what Rhett was posting and he did the thing. And
no,
I thought you had said it was the new Nolan movie or
it's,
I saw
it's
somewhere.
Roland Emmerich. It's
Maybe
the guy.
Roland Nolan.
He did Nolan. Day After Tomorrow, 2012, Independence Day. Are we getting the shtick?
Okay, so I'm a little more in now.
He
I
destroys
thought it was Christopher
stuff
Nolan,
with CGI.
And that's why I muted it.
Oh, it's going to be great, dude.
Yeah.
It's going to be
okay.
Terrible.
I'll unmute it then.
And it's called Moonfall. It's literally about the moon slamming into the earth.
It's about the fall of Moon Boy. That's what it is.
Well yeah. But my whole thing is, if it sucks, then I'm like, yeah. That's what we thought.
Yeah.
If it ends up being good, then it's like, see how ahead we were? So there's like, there's no disappointment.
You're playing both
right
sides.
Right now, there's no way to lose.
Yeah, because it's all about the process, the buildup. You could do a countdown for anything. Like people did a countdown, like they couldn't wait to Thanksgiving. Now it's over. It's bullshit. You're done.
And now they got the countdown to Christmas.
Now you got a countdown to Christmas. It's going to be over. It's going
to
be over.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine, and they were talking about how their seasonal depression doesn't really kick in until November 1st. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's because you spend all that time getting hyped for Halloween, and then it's over, and you have nothing left to look
You've got a fucking people. Candy hangover.
One of
also.
Those, like, the only holiday I recognize is Halloween.
No, but it's just like, you know, after Halloween, you got nothing to look forward to for a little while.
It's all, don't tread on me. The only holiday I recognize is that there Halloween.
Look, when October 1st hits... That's really when I begin to shine.
otherwise,
don't come at me.
It's
with
spoopy
that
season.
The rest of it might as well be fucking St. Patty's Day to me.
Look, my blood
that's,
runs.
That's a racist holiday, and I don't appreciate it. Okay,
and like, I breathe.
My culture is not a fucking party. Okay, you know,
all like, cultures are parties.
I mean, yeah, if you exploit them properly.
Mm. All cultures are parties.
Jesus Christ.
They're life parties. So, how you been?
Same old, trying to find new ways to make myself cry every day.
Jesus, man.
I mean, it's not, the thing
he's,
is.
He's actually being forthcoming.
Yeah,
now.
It's not a lie.
That's good, man.
I'm even reading books that are supposed to be like really fucking heart-wrenching, and I'm just like.
Here's the thing, man. If something happens and it's a big deal, if something happens and I don't acknowledge that it's a big deal, that's a bigger deal.
Yeah.
And it's going to, you know.
No, see, I'm the opposite.
You remember when
if I ignore it, then it's like, it's a big deal. But if like I actually acknowledge it, then it's like, yeah, it's a big, big deal.
Well, it's going to have a sharp pain to it for a minute.
So you just like, you like to have your suffering on a drip after the fact.
No, I don't like to have my suffering at all. Yeah, but like when it's there, it's just like, all right, this is what we're doing. This is my life now. I was like, I went online and I was basically like on Reddit and I went to our books and I'm like, yo, fam, fuck me up with that sad
That's
shit.
That's like baby bitch depression, like, dude. You got to take that shit head on and go.
Check this shit out.
I took it head on, but I'm just like, I want
to. You got to get into the pit. You got to go into the pit and then dig your way out. There is no way out. You're sliding into the pit on a slow descent into madness.
No.
Wait.
You got to.
The end of that show, Dope Sick.
Uh-huh.
Michael Keaton's character is pretty dope. He says, pain isn't good or bad. It's just pain.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can introduce us to the best version of ourselves.
There you go.
Well, yeah. that's not avoiding. Like,
that's what we're trying to tell you.
That's what I'm doing. It's diving fucking deeper. We need to go deeper. I got the shovel. I'm fucking opening the fucking floor. That's what's happening.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You hit rock bottom.
I like that.
Just open up the floor.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a further bottom, you know? And sometimes there's a power bottom. But, so I read Song of Achilles, and that didn't fuck me up like I hope. So I'm reading A Little Life now.
Achilles Last Stand will fuck you up. That's a dope-ass Led Zeppelin song.
From what I hear, A Little Life is going to fuck me up. But I also, like, child abuse doesn't make me that kind of sad, so. It's like, yeah, it's unfortunate, but, like, is it really sad? No. We'll see.
Hot take. Yeah. Hot take.
Yeah.
That is the hottest take. The Holocaust wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna cry over it.
Sad.
I'm not gonna cry over it. It's like, oh, that's unfortunate for you.
There he goes again.
There he goes. This is what he does. How about you, Rhett? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just been a week or so, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see any shows this week. Work's going well. Oh, I mean, Thanksgiving came and went.
Yeah.
And we had a nice Sophia. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
I had Thanksgiving off. She had the day after Thanksgiving off, which was probably good, though, because sometimes you need your, it's good to have your own time occasionally, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And especially for her, I'm sure, you know, because I'm sure.
Because Berschlager.
But I wanted to tell you guys, we made a tofurkey.
That's a mistake.
It was actually really good.
No.
And
you've just been brainwashed. That's the thing.
And I have been farting and shitting.
Yeah.
I mean, and I ate way too much bullshit. Like, I ate fucking cheesecake and tofurkey. And fucking, I got some 7-layer bean dip because I wanted that. Mm-hmm. And I ate like a whole bag of chips. And it's been pretty good. And there was donuts at work and more cheesecake.
You know what they say about the donuts.
What do they say?
George nuts.
Forget the donuts.
We're here to go nuts.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah. I was able to make it to the gym 3 times this week, which is nice. Mm-hmm. So if I can stop eating my feelings. Then we'll make some significant progress.
That's the only way to actually eat, though.
Is it?
I've been trying to do the exact opposite this week. Like, I'm just not going to eat anything.
That is apparent.
Yeah.
What? Energy distribution. Yeah, it's direct. It goes other places.
No, that was lack of sleep. That was lack of sleep, for sure.
It was lack of emotional support.
That too. It's lack of a lot of things.
Lack of blowjobs.
That too.
No, it's not. Shut up.
It's It's been a while.
All right.
But yeah, man, doing pretty good. And yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanksgiving was fun. We didn't do much. Just had my brother-in-law and his fiance over. Very cool. Very cool.
Are we ever gonna get married?
No.
I was gonna say they've been engaged like 42 years.
They have been engaged as long as Ronnie and I have been together.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I was gonna say fiance just sounds like such a weird term. It's
they're married basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're Kurt Russell-ing it. That's cool.
Yeah. They're dope.
They got that Russell hustle.
They're dope as hell, man. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Why do you
need a piece of paper?
They're dealing with some stuff with her mom, and they've had a tough go of it lately. But they came over. It was fun. But otherwise, yeah, it was a good week. Short. I love them short weeks.
No, it's just as long. Just worked less.
But otherwise, good.
Dope.
Did you watch anything, Rhett?
Yeah, I went, like, you know, this week we watched Ghostbusters Afterlife for the show this evening, this day, whatever, when you're listening. And I just decided to go full
retard
American corporate.
Did you watch 2016 like four times?
Bitch fest. No, we watched Spider-Man Homecoming.
It's a good flick.
It was good. And I hadn't seen it since the theater, and Sophia had not seen it. And it's really cute. It's some great stuff.
It's good.
I saw the, when we saw Ghostbusters Afterlife, I saw the trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home, which I had seen but in the theater. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to throw a bunch of fucking CGI at the screen, do it with these things, mm-hmm. you know? I hope it's not a fucking total mess.
I'm just upset that they're bringing back the worst Spider-Man stuff.
That's they're bringing back all the Spider-Man.
No, I'm upset that they're bringing the Raimi stuff. I just can't. I can't.
It's the multiverse, bro.
I can't, dude.
It's a fantastic way.
That stuff is the goofiest shit. And anybody who likes trilogy.
Don't.
Can go ahead.
Spider-Man 2.
Go on now, get.
Spider-Man 2
is disgusting.
Fuck, you like Underworld, dude.
Yeah, I love it. And it's better.
You like Underwater, dude.
You like Underwater.
It's true.
You like Underworld.
I like Underwear.
I don't.
Anyway, so we're getting ready for the Spidey third one with Doctor Strange, which it's like, you know, Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, I just almost had like a total orgasm.
Yeah, this time seeing the trailer is the first thing I've seen from the new film. So like they're not that he's a villain, but like the Doctor Strange is the antagonist in this joint, right?
Incorrect. Not exactly. I get what you're saying. How what ends up happening is, if you remember the second one, his secret identity comes out to the world,
mm-hmm.
and they don't like backpedal that, you know, that the only way for him to get rid of that is he tries to go to Doctor Strange to do a spell where everyone forgets that. What it does is, like, he rushes it and does it fucked up, Peter. And instead of, like, creating this universe where everyone forgot, it unlocked all these other multiple universes that are there, but they started converging on each other. But as they mentioned in the thing, he's like, it's their destiny to die fighting Spider-Man because Spider-Man doesn't want to kill. But apparently, it's his villain's destiny to die fighting him, and he's trying to basically alter the way this shit goes in the multiverse.
By not killing them.
And Doctor Strange is like, no, like you need to listen to me. And Spider-Man is like, no, I have my own code, so I'm going to do what I do, which is fuck shit up, because I'm Spider-Man.
Ari Spider-Man.
Anyway, we watched a movie called Tangled.
The Rapunzel thing?
Yeah, she hadn't seen that, and it was beautiful.
Okay.
And we watched... what else did we watch?
Can you honestly just put a fucking webcam in your living room so I can just fucking watch you guys like two weird fucking reptiles in an encampment and cage? What the fuck do you call it? Enclosure? Because like, what? I honestly,
what's he getting at here?
I don't know.
I had Disney Plus and watched Spider-Man.
Honestly just want to see how their daily workings go on. Like how presenting Tangled comes up, and then the discussion
went like this. Hey, you want to watch Tangled? Sure.
I don't think that's it. I think it's like, you want to watch Tangled? It's like, why do you want to watch Tangled? It's dude, it's dope. And like,
no, it's not that. I hadn't seen it. And I thought she'd think it was now, cute, and she did.
Now I do.
It was more for her.
I do imagine them screeching at each other from like the kitchen to the living room. Just
the weird noises they make to each other.
But that has nothing to do with Tangled. I just think that's.
Did you see Tangled, by the way?
Fuck no.
It's pretty. It's a lot better than Snakes on a Plane.
No, that's a mistake.
It's way fucking better.
That is
better.
An absolute it's mistake.
Better. It's objectively better.
That's subjective.
It even has scarier animals in it than Snakes on a Plane. Scarier CGI animals.
Scarier CGI animals than Snake on a Plane.
And people in actual peril that you're actually worried about for a few seconds.
Got him.
It's actually like more horrific. If you truly think about it. No, but anyway, the other thing we watched was 127 Hours. And I know Mr. Franco has been canceled and all that. That movie.
Has he been? Wait, what?
You didn't know that?
When was he canceled?
You just assume everybody's been canceled by now.
Wait, what happened?
Of all the people that should be canceled.
Inappropriate touching, and he had a film school, and then he was making the students do stuff and making promises to them. He's over there.
Oh, hey, son.
He's making promises to them, like if they do an orgy scene and stuff like that, and all this good stuff, and not good. Anyway, the movie's still really good. I still love Danny Boyle in his prime at that time, and that was another one Sophia hadn't seen, and yeah, I like that movie quite a bit. What do you think of that movie?
I think it's okay.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it. Does a lot with very little. That could be a very boring fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other stuff I watched all three episodes of Dexter, New Blood.
Okay.
Same.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And Sophia started watching it. She hasn't watched the old series.
Oh, shit.
No, but like it's actually not a bad starting point. Like, it's better if you have, but it's also, she didn't have to worry about four seasons of bullshit.
Yeah.
And it fills it in nicely. And it kind of reminded me how even from 10 years ago, how much they modernized it even more. Like, you know, with the issues it brings up with the natives and freaking the other stuff about with the animals. And there's a bunch of other stuff. But she brought up a good point. You remember in one of the episodes where he's going and putting the scent around to throw the dogs off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's all, aren't the fucking infrared cameras picking all that up?
Yeah, we said the same exact thing.
And I'm like, they wouldn't make that mistake. And it's like, Dexter's leading them astray. It's like, are you leading them astray or leading the audience astray? You know what I'm saying?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah.
The only thing
Why not both,
that,
right?
The only thing I think is that they've taken them down, and he knows that. But still, that's like, nah, but even still, it's like, what are you doing? And then also, I'm like.
With the kid.
Bruh. If we're talking about how, like, from a forensic standpoint, he's literally dug up his fire pit. There's no way that he put that back exactly the way it was before those people were there.
Mm.
So, like, if that forensic...
it's all fucked.
It's all fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ronnie and I were both like, I don't know about this stuff. Like, I'm kind of... But otherwise, it's okay.
Still some fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like the new CSI agent. He's fun.
Oh, the fucking, he seems all zany and everything, but he's like really on top of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that character.
And Yellow Jackets. Watched episode 2 of that. Have you watched that yet, Matt?
No. Haven't seen episode 2 yet. We got like 10 minutes in and then.
Fucking amazing. Like, I hope it keeps up that momentum.
Good.
So far, it's I can't wait for the new episode of that.
Nice.
But episode 2 is better than the first. Okay. And I'd highly recommend that to any horror people. And, you know, like, yeah, that's, you should watch that, Matt. You would like that.
Mm. I'm skeptical.
He's already out.
Like Tangled.
I'm skeptical because he's recommending it.
No, it's good. It's good.
That's stupid.
Is it?
Yes, fuck.
See, I'm less skeptical.
You act like we
I'm
never
less skeptical
because
he recommended it.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good.
He dislikes things you like. And
well,
I
yeah,
like
but that's when he's wrong.
Like.
But he generally knows what I like.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Generally.
Yeah.
Generally, not always.
I mean,
he did not think you would like lose.
Well, yeah, but that's
you were just like,
that's the outlier.
You had some weird weed that week or something.
Yeah. it just hit me in that good spot. Hit me with that good. I haven't watched it since.
You will.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if it's not Big Trouble in China, chances are I'm not going to watch it a second time. How the fuck do I turn an iPhone on to vibrate and silent? I don't know how.
What do you mean?
I turned all my volume down, but it still keeps wanting to ding.
Switch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, dog.
Thank you. sitting here, my phone's going off. I'm like, I turned all my volume down. I don't know how to make this work.
Watch anything else, Red?
I thought that was to lock this shit. Nah, Jesus.
Yellow Jackets, Dexter, and three fucking corporate fuck sticks. Movies.
All right, what about you, homie?
On a plane, too, dude. Don't forget about
that. Oh, yes, we did a special and that's another corporate fuck movie, but not good.
You're a corporate fuck.
It's a bad product. At least the other corporate good
cubicle
product.
Fuck.
You're a fucking cubicle.
Oh, he's got a coffee mug.
Corporate cubicle.
Yeah, you guys got some Patreon members have some special coffee mugs coming soon.
Oh, cool. Ruin the surprise.
Is it supposed to be a surprise?
I see you're a fucking riot at Christmas.
Put a fucking marker on that thing.
What about you, Matt? You watch anything? Played anything?
No. I mean, I watched Dexter. I watched a bunch of Great British Baking Show and Great British Bake Off. And
you've changed, man.
You've changed. That's it. Tell you, I think I kind of hate horror now. Like, I'm just so fucking jaded about everything. I sit there, like, I have...
I think you forgot most things you watch are going to be bad.
I have Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Stars, HBO Max, Showtime, Shudder, fucking who knows what else. I got like 8 to 10 streaming platforms, and I'll sit there and just flick through and flick through and flick through, and I'm like, I don't want to watch any of this. This is all bad. So I don't watch any of it. So I've just been spending a lot of time in my kitchen. I honestly don't even really have any fucking time. Like, I work all night, and then I come home and I sleep until about 2 o'clock, and then I wake up and 3 hours of exercise, and then it's time to shower and make dinner and go to work again. So that's kind of my life. You know, still find time to watch wrestling. That's the important thing. So yeah, but no, I finished Song of Achilles. That was good. And it wasn't as sad as I thought. Achilles is kind of a fucking dick. So like, if you're reading a love story and it's supposed to be a tragic love story, but one of the people is an unlikable piece of shit, then where's the interest? There's nothing to draw me in, you know? It's like, yeah, I appreciate, like, the love coming from this one person, but you're kind of an asshole, Achilles, and I hope you die, and I hope you die miserably. And, so,
does he?
Yeah, I mean, he, like, not miserably. Like, so, spoiler if you plan on reading the book, but, like...
No, with a title like that, I'm
his,
out.
So, his lover... Achilles throws this fucking tantrum because, like, somebody disrespected him. And he's like, I'm not going to fight in the war. I'm the only one that could win this war. Let them all die.
That's you, dude.
And his lover's like, oh, dude, you're fucking letting all these people die. Like, you only care about your reputation, but, like, your reputation's going to be tarnished if you let them all die. So his lover dresses up in his armor, goes out to try to rally the troops, and ends up dying. And then so Achilles only then is like, oh, my hubris, my poor love. And then he just, like, doesn't feel anything anymore, and he goes and murders everybody and lets them kill him.
It's is like, you, dude.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Maybe that's why you don't like it.
Maybe. Self-loathing. Too much of a mirror. Self-loathing.
Yeah, got him.
That's you, dude.
I'm the other one, though, dude. I'm fucking Patroclus, whatever the fuck his name is. Bunch of weird Greek names.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, fucking Greek mythology has a bunch of weird Greek names. Who'd have thunk it? But no, still grinding Dead by Daylight. Feng Men's got 2 cute fucking outfits right now, like, that you can't buy. You got to grind to get them. Been playing more Isaac. I was going to send you something fucking Isaac, and I forgot, but it was dope. Oh, I had a really good run. I was going to send Ronnie the Seed, and I forgot to, but it was...
You're going to give Ronnie the Seed, dude?
Bro. Right after Sophia. But she don't play Binding of Isaac?
No.
Could have sworn she did.
Anywho, let's see. We are continuing to watch Travelers. That's actually a pretty fun show. I don't think
I've heard you say.
Talk about it a little bit last week.
Travelers?
What I said was. What's his name? It wasn't Matt McCormick. It's Eric McCormick from...
was that? Yeah, it was. I kept telling you, like, see, the fucking thing is, he does this shit where he goes, bet me money. And then I'm like, am I wrong? I don't think I'm wrong.
Yeah, then you look like an asshole, right?
Yeah, well, then I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, but then you look like the asshole later where you're like, Eric!
But at least I've admitted it.
Oh, yeah. No, I admit it.
But anywho, no, it's a fun show. It's a cool little timey-wimey kind of show. It's like 4 seasons. I heard they kind of dump truck the end.
I like a fucking dump truck.
Dumps like a truck. Truck.
And they can't.
Truck.
So basically, guys, what I heard was that they canceled the show, but they managed all to night end long. It.
Let me see that thumb. Yeah,
baby.
Remember fucking Cisco with his little spray painted hair? It's
stupid. Yeah.
For like 2 weeks.
Looking like a fucking trailer hitch.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. But yeah, no, nothing else other than that. And then Ghostbusters. We'll get to that in a little bit. Any news we should get to, fellers?
Yeah. Let me find the good one here.
Let me see.
First one.
I'm going to see BTS tomorrow. That's fucking exciting news.
I don't have any movie news. But a woman who was charged 2 years ago with trespassing near the lion exhibit and taunting the animals at the Bronx Zoo is wanted again for doing the same this past week. Check these details out.
Feed that bitch to the lions, dog. Like, if she's taunting them and she's like, ah, you will never get, let them get.
Yeah. So, cell phone video obtained shows a woman wearing a red dress and leopard print.
It's that bitch Carol Baskin.
That's why I selected this one. She's standing across a moat from a lion and talking to it, holding roses and tossing money at it.
Bro, what?
How is that taunting it? I feel like she's just paying respects.
You will never get this. You will never get
and
this.
That fucking and lion's gonna go.
She's like, here, go buy yourself a clue.
Did you guys hear that fucking Carol Baskin's husband has been found?
Oh, no.
No.
I know they did the second season of it, and I'm just like,
I'm trying to milk shit so bad.
I guess after all said and done, like, not the CIA, but I forget exactly which branch of the law. But they're like, oh, yeah, he's in fucking Cuba. Like, he's totally,
of course.
He's totally good. He's
where
like,
we can't extradite him, where we don't have any proof that he's actually alive.
They're like, yeah, he's been fine for like 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he just didn't happen to say anything while they were filming this or while it was like,
yeah,
huge.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm just living in this communist country.
Any more details about that bitch?
About that bitch? But there's this gentleman. A 29-year-old upstate New York man who covered himself in hand sanitizer burst into flames.
Good.
After police used a taser on him.
Good.
So I wanted to share that. And that speaks for itself.
That reminds me, I watched a fucking video of a dude getting set on fire last night. Dude was on the Nod in some fucking subway, like, not the tunnel, but, you know, like the area leading down to the subway.
Yeah.
And some guy fucking just goes over and, like, lights his fucking pants on fire. And the guy's just so fucking frowned out that he just completely engulfs in flames without even realizing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild. And then another motherfucker just stepped over him while he was burning.
I mean, what are
walked
you
down the stairs.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Call the cops, piss on the dude, I don't know, like try to put the fire out, but he's just like, oh,
there's
human,
no amount, there's
human
no,
garbage.
There's no amount of piss that's going to put out somebody who is literally on fire.
Not if you got a narrow uretes, dog.
I guess if you've got a bunch of people to pee on a guy, how many do you think it would take to
it
put
depends
out a guy
on,
who's
well, when he walked over him, it was
flames.
Just like the cuff of his pants that was on
course,
fire. He wasn't fully engulfed at that point.
If he's
he
covered in hand sanitizer, it would take
well,
a bit.
That guy, yeah.
That's like rubbing alcohol. Like, you're fucked.
I met this guy. I kept waiting for this guy to, like, be like, oh, shit, I'm on fire. But nope.
No, he's just
no, he just dude, it,
to the ooh, flame.
It was wild.
Mm.
Last but certainly not least, a woman faces felony embezzlement charges for forgetting to return Sabrina the Teenage Witch VHS tape 20 years ago. And it's horror related.
Wait,
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Did you say embezzlement?
Yes, she is.
How
facing,
was that embezzlement?
I
was
don't
it from
know.
Her work?
That's what it says here. I went to.
Did she work at Blockbuster? And Blockbuster's like, you fucking stole this.
The
video?
First thing she told me was felony embezzlement. So I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. Then she learned what crime she had committed. Ah, so she told me it was over the VHS tape, and I had to make her repeat it because I thought this insane.
Bro,
wait, but who's?
If anybody knows about felony embezzlement. It's this guy.
She went
Do
to
you?
The, she
That's
went
what
to
I
the,
went to jail for. Oh.
She went to the DMV to change her driver's license in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and they told me that I had an issue, and the issue was with the Cleveland County District Attorney's Office. So Cleveland County District Attorney's Office is had charged her with a felony charge for not turning in a VHS tape of Sabrina the Teenage Witch 20 years ago.
Hmm.
So.
I did just read a story about a library book that got returned over 100 years late. That was crazy. Hmm. I don't think anybody got felony charges for it.
Yeah. I was just trying to pick and choose here. What were you whispering to him, huh? I was trying to select from the article what
yeah,
to exclude.
Yeah.
It did not pertain to you, so don't worry.
It did pertain.
It
most certainly did.
It most certainly did. All right, well, if we've got nothing else, we need to get quick, Bert Lugger.
And some motherfucker has a tapeworm in his fucking brain, but who doesn't, right? We all got that going on.
Yeah.
It's all actually, right. Dude, no, you know, no, because that reminds
me. Who doesn't?
So, like, there's that band, Frenzel Rom, the Australian punk band.
Totally.
So
Frenzel Rom.
So the singer, he's, like, hardcore vegan, and he wound up getting a fucking pig worm in his brain because he was somewhere in South America and he'd ordered food.
Yeah, this guy was in Guatemala.
And so apparently somebody took a shit and didn't wash their hands, and so the feces contaminated the food. He's like, how is it that I'm vegan and I get a fucking pig worm in my brain? Like, he almost died from that shit. Crazy.
Moral of the story is
wash your fucking hands.
Oh, don't go vegan.
I was gonna say don't eat food in South America.
Pig worms.
Right.
Get pig worms if you go vegan.
That's it.
I don't think that's
what will happen. Yeah, no, that's the message. That's sponsored by Who Goes There. Don't go vegan.
Well, yeah, that works for me.
I'm kinda going vegan.
Bye.
Ronnie, you're like,
I was about to sock my kid right now.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing in there?
What are you doing? You just reading books, you little baby?
You little baby? You little girl?
What are you, some kind of little bitch? You reading books over there?
Are you recording?
I am recording.
Damn.
That fucking ain't right. Hey, Matt, guess what?
I don't know.
We're freaking back, dude. Oh, and can you tell these morons about Patreon, dude?
I can. Your love keeps lifting me higher. Not my words, the words of Jackie Wilson. But if you want to get us really high, go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast because you know what really gets our fucking rocks off? Support. That's it. Support. That's all we want. That's all anybody wants is love and support. So go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. Give us a little bit of money. A lot of money, doesn't really matter. It still goes to the same place, supporting this show, helping us do this thing that you enjoy for some reason. So we'll give you some stuff in return. Like, you like Snakes on a Plane? Of course you do. Have a new episode on that coming out. You like fucking Urban Legend? Of course you do. Probably have an episode on that at some point.
You like coffee?
Yeah, there you go.
You like apples?
How about them apples? Patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
Wow.
For all the apples you can handle.
Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched 2021's Ghostbusters Afterlife, directed by Jason Reitman, starring Carrie Coon, Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard, because every movie that's got ghosties in it has got to have a...
I don't like his last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, furries do.
McKenna Grace, Logan Kim, Celeste O'Connor, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts, Sigourney Weaver, and a bunch of other goofballs. J.K. Simmons as like a real quick cameo. But we will get to it.
Does he?
An unfortunate cameo.
He do be having a cameo.
Is it post-credit shit?
No, he's Evo whatever the fuck.
Shandor, who they did not need to show at all.
Holy shit, was it really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think he's been in every single Jason Reitman movie, at least in some capacity.
I hadn't even noticed. I'm just like, who's this old white bitch?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Ghostbusters Afterlife there, bud?
Honestly, man, I don't know. Like, this is one of those movies where I walked out of it and I was like, I'm going to have nothing to fucking say because I don't think it's a bad movie. I didn't like it. Because I don't have nostalgia for Ghostbusters, and I also don't have children. I feel like this is a literal passing of the torch from, you know, the one generation of Ghostbusters to the new generation of Ghostbusters, but also to people who are in their late 30s, early 40s, passing the torch on to their children, where it's like, hey, I loved this thing when I was younger. Now we can watch it together. I think the idea of having it be children is a mistake. I think it's infinitely better than 2016's Ghostbusters. And I think they...
Not a very hard bar. Not
I very think high bar. For the most part, they played it perfectly. They can't do a straightforward sequel. They have tried a reimagining and that didn't work.
So don't do anything.
I am in that camp as well. But if you're going to insist on doing something... I feel like this was the way to do it. That being said, I wasn't bored during the movie. I just didn't have any fun because I'm not fucking 8 years old.
Okay. Well, I mean, we know how this is going to go. Rhett, what'd you think of Ghostbusters?
I think the child, I don't have any qualms about it having children as the leads necessarily, and I think the kids did a good job. Wolfhard sucks.
He's in it unnecessarily.
I believe so, but I mean, whatever. I'll leave him out of it. The little girl, Egon's granddaughter, did very good. I think the podcaster Asian kid was pretty cute and endearing. I think the production design is really good. I think the effects are really good because it's the style of the old one, but it's modernized. And I think the movie is completely unnecessary and doesn't need to exist and has no life on its own. It's not a sequel in a sense. It's just this like entire meta commentary the whole time that has like the literal exact kind of climax of the first movie. The movie already had a sequel, which was like a lot of people don't think is that great a sequel, but it didn't do the same thing as the first movie. And I don't see the point of doing that here. And I don't see the only reason that would exist is for nostalgia, not for an actual organic reason in the story. You wouldn't have two people turn into dogs again and have the lady wear the same fucking dress. And there's no reason for miniature Marshmallow Man to be sentient, because the only reason the Marshmallow Man fucking showed up is because Ray imagined Gozer as that at that time. So none of that fucking even makes sense, except, oh, look, it's got Stay Puft marshmallows.
I agree, but that was honestly my favorite scene in the entire movie.
Weird.
We'll get to it.
Well, but they're cute, but who cares?
It was the most brutal.
Go watch Tangled then.
It was the most brutal scene in the entire movie.
What was?
The fucking little Marshmallow Man. Like, they were fucking almost cannibalizing the one where they put the fucking chocolate on him and torched him. They were burning them alive on the fucking grill. Two of them got impaled through a steak while another one was cooking him, and the guy was pulling himself down further onto the steak. Like,
yeah, it's creative. And there's that part design.
I was like, wow, this is a little bit fucked up for these cute little marshmallows, but like, I agree. They had no reason to be there. Like, why wasn't fucking Mr. Peanut popping off of the you know, little can of peanuts? Like,
because Mr. Peanut wasn't in Ghostbusters 1.
Right.
That's how that's his whole movie. That's the whole movie. And it's like, dude,
I'm of two minds about it. I think it's very clear that this movie is not for me. And to be clear, I don't understand who it's for, because it's
children.
It's weird, because is it a children's film? Because like, if you're gonna rehash all the stuff from Ghostbusters 1, just let your kids watch Ghostbusters 1
again.
Because here's the thing. So the charm of the first two Ghostbusters films is that it was a bunch of bumbling idiots catching ghosts. Like that just sort of stumbled into ghost catching, and you've got this, you've got this brilliant scientist who's created a machine that can catch ghosts, and everybody else is largely a moron trying to catch ghosts, and it's charming, and I like that stuff. The tone of this new one is that like this little girl is a brilliant genius the whole time, and she can do no wrong, and she can fucking fix her house while also ruining like the electric connections, and the mom is this disconnected drunk, and
the mom fucking sucks.
And
is she a drunk?
I don't know.
She should be. And I'm almost like, if you're gonna see, the thing is, I made the mistake of watching Red Letter Media's review of this film, and my thoughts on it have sort of been tainted a little bit, because I'm like, yeah, dude, that's a great point, but they make great points about it because there are these glaring and obvious things about Ghostbusters that are kind of disappointing. Like, yeah, dude, I think the first like 30 minutes, not that bad. You know, you've got this cool character of this little girl who's like a little bit too fucking cute for her own good.
She honestly, I think she carries the movie.
She's the best part.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah, she's good.
But once we hit the moment my interest turns off is those goddamn Marshmallow Men, dude. I go, okay, well, that's it. You've gone and fucked it, because now it's just a rehashing of everything we've seen before.
Well, and then it becomes a literal rehashing.
Right.
And then they give you what Evo Shandor looks like, which is like not necessary. I don't mind.
Is he somebody that's mentioned in the other movie?
In the first movie. Because like, he's the one who did the architecture of the building.
Honest, I've seen each Ghostbusters once, and it's been well over 20 years.
Okay, well, that's
so that's what I'm saying. I don't have the nostalgia for
it. That is a mistake.
I honestly didn't like them. I didn't think they were that good. Like, Jesus. To me, Ghostbusters is one of those movies that everybody sucks off like the Goonies, and I'm like, dude, am I just missing the point? Well, I'm not denying that, but I also don't remember because I haven't seen the Goonies in over 20 years. But like, but that's the thing. So like, all the little nostalgia and the tongue in cheek wink and nods, like all that, right over my head. So like, I'm not having the film ruined for me in that respect or made better for me. But also, I'm just like, why is any of this happening? I don't buy Paul Rudd as a seismologist.
Oh, dude, he's okay. So officially, like I was always kind of like, yeah, Paul Rudd. He's fairly innocuous. Like he doesn't rub me the wrong way. He does his characters officially, dude. I'm fucking out, dude.
Oh, come on.
His character sucks.
I have nothing
in this movie.
I have nothing against Paul Rudd. I never have.
I'm sorry.
The movie shouldn't exist. Regardless, the movie doesn't need to exist. It's like as lovingly as it's crafted. They have the guy. Look, Jason Reitman directs it. You know who his dad is? Ivan Reitman. He directed Ghostbusters. You know? Oh, you saw the 2016 one? Well, we're gonna do this right, and we're gonna have the Ecto-1. That car shouldn't even be functional. It's like, who cares? Then watch the original movie.
Completely fucking just ignored 2016. Like they didn't even
as they should.
I mean, but there wasn't even like a passing comment about like, oh yeah, I think people tried
in a different universe.
Like people tried to reboot, you know, the Ghostbusters in 2016 or something. Like,
I you know, honestly, dude, I just have a big problem with the storytelling. Like, I don't know, dude.
Felt about the marshmallows, real quick. At the I felt immediately. When they're
you were just out.
Well,
kind of.
They show the Columbia. They show the Columbia thing, and you know what they did with the Columbia thing, right?
No, because
the exact music
you
from
know,
the original.
You know what you're getting initially.
Yeah, because I've watched the original a few times since I was a kid.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, I don't want you to fucking Mickey Mouse every part of this fucking thing. That's not, you know, like I didn't need this. I don't know why people needed this, but whatever. And then, like, they're doing this whole separate story, and they're doing moving out of the apartment, and they're they're doing all of the fucking piano music beats from the first
music.
The first movie. And I'm like, it doesn't go with the scene. Get it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Why are you doing? That's how I felt.
It felt really, it felt really awkward. Well, like
you're shoehorning in everything.
To go further on that, like, you know, Ghostbusters has always been, to me at least, because I think there's the irreverent comedy of Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Like, you know, there's just stuff that's played for comedy that hits really hard in the first two Ghostbusters. Like, you know, there's that scene where they go into the restaurant, they're covered in the fucking slime, like all that stuff, and they're talking to the mayor. You know, the way the pacing of that hits, it's so perfect. And so I don't know that I wanted them to go
full for the feels.
I don't know if I wanted them to go full comedy.
They tried once the OG crew showed up.
Yeah,
it felt a little cringy.
The moments that they do, I'm like, why are you doing this? If you're gonna go with a serious tone, I don't mind a little bit of comedy tried, like, you know, put in there, but. The stuff that they do, like the fucking dude, the goddamn mini Stay Puff things, dude. I'm like, what is this? You made a point earlier that was because Ray thought of the fucking.
That's why the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man shows up. This is because they said choose your doom, and then he's like, you know, Venkman's like, oh, okay, everyone, clear your head, because anything we think of is gonna be this, and Ray's fucking imagines a blink of an eye.
So what we're led to believe now is that Gozer's a jokester god. Like, she's like, they are, because Gozer's androgynous, right? There's no he
or
she
there.
You're
asking the wrong guy.
So the idea that Gozer's just like, you know what, bro? You know what you're going to get a kick out of? Fucking little miniature marshmallow men. And it's going to be crazy. Yeah. And bro. You remember Slimer? Same thing, dude. But this one, he eats a fucking metal,
and
bro.
Spits bullets, dude. I honestly thought it was supposed to be Slimer, and I'm like, what the fuck have they done to my boy? You know? And then, like,
that's not your boy, dude.
You've only seen the movie once.
I had a three-wheeler with Slimer on it.
I was very big into Ecto Cooler, I'll have you know.
Yeah, so, like, well, not really.
I know about Slimer.
You can't claim him as your boy.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
And you were not big into ectoplasm. You weren't drinking it thinking it was actually ectoplasm.
I was.
You weren't like me right before I laid in bed and powered down. Woke up from a nap and then drinking ectoplasm.
To take power back up.
And egging my fucking Ghostbusters because I ran out of slime. Like, that was me.
I just had my grandpa, the Pixar lamp, pointing me to it and telling me I should drink this. See, and like, I feel, you know, as stupid as that is, okay, also in a movie called Ghostbusters, there's a shockingly limited amount of ghosts.
Hell yeah, there like, is.
The only real ghost, aside from Muncher or Chomper or whatever his name is Harold Ramis, and they didn't bust him. They just let him go. So they're like,
well, they shouldn't bust him.
Why? He's still a ghost.
Speaking of that.
He's a fucking ghost.
Speaking like, of that. What? Here's what.
Be an equal opportunity buster.
No, well.
Bust all.
Actually, fucking buster.
No, actually, I had a hard time understanding why they were trying to trap ghosts because they weren't doing anything.
Well, I mean, like, he was destroying
was munching
things?
Dude
yeah he in was a the fucking only abandoned one. Place and apparently he was doing that before they got there and here's the other thing they got there and everything got worse because they fucked shit up so it was
because
contained.
They're children
it was contained
yeah
it was they, just the one
that,
ghost
that's the thing too I okay so
so
I,
that story makes
so
no
I,
fucking
I don't
sense.
I really don't understand so he first off him going to this town
who
Well, because Gozer was going to...
Yeah.
The other Bankman? Part was just a warm-up.
No.
Not Bankman. I'm sorry.
Spangler.
Egon. So he goes to this town, right? To save humanity. To save the world. Okay.
Mm.
Why can't he tell his family? I don't understand.
He can't tell his family, but he can tell the other Ghostbusters, and then when they don't
no, he,
believe
no, he
him...
Didn't, he didn't...
Well, he didn't tell him he was going, but he's like,
he
hey, the world is ending.
He didn't explain. So all it would have taken...
This is why. Because we need to make a movie, and we'll make it around this idea, and that's it.
But
the
then,
movie exists...
To
and
exist.
And then they had to come up with a story.
But they
There's
even
no
say,
actual reason to have a story.
They even say when he goes to this little dirt farm, he takes all of the gear, and yet all of the other Ghostbusters show up fully fucking geared at the end. Like, where did they get the gear?
Probably
why did
Winston,
they just
because he's a multimillionaire.
Okay, but why did they just stop busting then? It's not like they built
well,
the fucking proton.
When they destroyed Vigo, that was like the big bad for a while.
Right,
but which is crazy.
No,
because
but they were Dan Aykroyd literally said when he left, he took all of our gear. He cleaned us out, so they had nothing. They couldn't continue busting. But then just at the end, they're like, "Oh, I mean, he took all of our gear, except for these outfits and these proton
well, they
packs."
Well, they do this thing. They do
these
this
blasters.
Thing with the '80s ghost busting stuff where everybody's forgotten.
Yeah,
which is like
makes no sense.
Look, if. If there was proven actual demonic possession and ghosts and everything, we wouldn't have just forgotten.
Oh,
you know what
no.
else wouldn't be happening?
They would have never forget campaigns and celebrate it every year.
Well, beyond that, this is like interdimensional proof. Like, this is fucking, this wouldn't, exactly. Just like you said, the other thing is what they wouldn't have is Stay Puft the Marshmallows Man. They wouldn't have advertisements.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be Stay.
I'm pretty sure that company would have changed their fucking name.
Yeah. They would have rebranded. They would have, because people associated that with a mass tragedy and an interdimensional warlord that was monster.
And
that would be bad marketing. Like,
not
it,
only
it's
that.
Fucking, and it's like, oh, you're nitpicking. Like, no, they're nitpicking to even make this. They're just ignoring all this stuff just so you
well,
get
the,
a nostalgic
the
movie.
The reason why I feel it's not nitpicking is because they've themselves have introduced all of these little details.
Of course.
And if they want us to follow the breadcrumbs of those things, then I'm going to be hypercritical about it. Like, there's a moment where they're talking about the old firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, it's a Starbucks now. But it isn't.
It's a three-story Starbucks.
It isn't because it exists at the end, and they're parking the Ecto-1 in it. So, like, what
is stupid?
Wait, also, did they? Yeah. Was that end credit scenes?
Yeah.
Okay, because as soon as they're doing that little drive into New York and it says Ghostbusters, I'm like, cool, I know there's two end scenes. I'm getting the fuck out.
And they're largely worthless. So they're doing
the fucking Marvel Universe.
About, like, the reshoot of the scene from the original.
Well, and Ernie Hudson is basically like Nick Fury. He's going to round up the new Ghostbusters.
Right.
He has the resources so he can be a corporate sponsor. And but it's like, dude,
and
okay.
What are they going to do? The kids? Like, they're going to have the kids be the Ghostbusters? Because, like, with the exception of the girl, every character in this movie is fucking hollow. All of them. Like, none of them have real character development. And Finn Wolfhard.
I actually don't like podcast. I think he was a cool character.
I forgot about podcast.
He's a good stand-in for Ray.
He's fun, and for being so young, like, that kid has really good comedic chops.
Again, my problem with it, actually, it isn't the kids. It isn't even their characters. Again, they're in service of, in this film, a story and a plot that is just only exists because of another movie. It's not an extension. It's not a continuation of the story. Like, everything is made to make. Like, they decided they made a movie. They're gonna make a movie. They didn't say, I have a new story for this. They said, we need to do a Ghostbusters movie. Let's make a story to it.
Like, and we need to wash out the taste of 2016.
Right. All
let's
of that.
Let's make a nostalgia
and
bomb. Let's,
and that's what I mean. And there was, like, even like Jorge mentioned it. There's a bunch of little details. Like, for instance, the chess thing. That's Egon. Egon never had anyone to play chess with. They even mentioned it in Real Ghostbusters cartoon. He never had anyone to play chess with. So they're going, like, deep there with, like, wow, did you watch the cartoon? And it's like, that's cute. I'm glad you put that time and energy into this ultimately fucking meaningless and pointless movie.
See, I feel like the crunch bar in the pocket was probably some kind of nod,
Venkman gave him the crunch bar.
Oh, yeah. See, and I'm like, okay, I'm guessing that's nostalgia. But to me, like, since I'm not super familiar with the originals, it means nothing.
That's what I mean. The movie doesn't stand on its own as a story.
I was just like, ew, gross, a 35-year-old crunch
well,
bar.
Well, that's the biggest thing for me. It's like, so if I'm going to take my kid to this movie, then I don't honestly think, other than, oh, they're shooting lasers from a car.
Well, and it takes too long to happen.
My child,
Micah, is going to be
basically out.
Yeah, especially, you know, it's 45 minutes before they have that sequence with Muncher.
He's not going to care about chess. He's not going to care, oh, it's like, oh, they're playing chess. It's like, okay.
Nope.
He's not going to care about, oh, like, the intricacies of the
He doesn't know Harold Ramis actually died.
So it's like...
So I think if you're shooting for the age range of the kids in the movie, it's going to fall flat. If you're aiming for kids of Micah's age, once it starts to pick up a little bit, there's enough for them there. But like you were saying, the first 45 minutes, first hour... there's nothing there for them.
Yeah.
But like after the hour mark, I heard all the little kids. There were so many little kids in the theater and they were all piping up. Like,
and
when they had that fucking, don't I get one phone call? And he's like, who is that black guy? Is he somebody that I'm supposed to be excited about?
He's a comedian.
Okay. Cause like,
no, when, I mean, character actor.
When they showed him, like there was people in the theater that went, oh, and I'm like, was he in the original? He would have been like four. No. But yeah, then he's like, who are you going to call? And everybody's like, Ghostbusters. I'm like, oh God damn it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's really dumb.
I was sitting there eating,
and it's
angry
dumber than the rest of that
popcorn.
Movie too. That's like the dumbest on the thing nose thing they have in the whole movie. That's like a 2016 Ghostbusters thing there. But Jorge was mentioning it originally, like or a few minutes ago. The original Ghostbusters, one of the miracles of that is that it has this spirit of anarchy and improvisation, because you've got this high concept, but it's Bill Murray and it's Dan Aykroyd and it's Harold Ramis, and they were involved, like, besides coming from SNL and all of that in the comedy circuit, like, Harold Ramis also directed Caddyshack.
Yeah. He's a brilliant comedian.
He co-wrote Animal House. He was in Stripes and co-wrote Stripes. He later on directed Groundhog Day. Anyway, like, fucking... so all of that survives, even though they get thrown a big budget and special effects and all that. None of that stuff suffocates that spirit of anarchy and creativity. And it exists hand in hand with this great fucking special effects and this production design. And it's like, it's a very rare occurrence because it still has that spirit of anarchy and real creativity.
Yeah.
But this does not. This is like family ties. This is like...
sha-na-na-na.
This is like... this. And I know Harold Ramis died, and that was like sad to me too, because everyone who doesn't like Harold Ramis... and I think they did a good job at, like, turning up the, you know, like, having Harold Ramis show up as a ghost, not having him speak was a good choice.
Him, yeah.
All the things...
They didn't Moff Tarkin his ass.
All these things are good little choices, dude. And it made, you know, Sophia, for what it's worth, I mean, she's you know, she lost her dad and all this. So this is gonna, you know, when a daughter hugs her dad who's passed away and she thought he didn't care about her, all these stuff can, like, turn on the heartstrings for people and all that. But that's I'm sorry, that's not Ghostbusters.
And it's and the thing is the reason why those scenes exist,
again,
the reason why those scenes exist, you know, she's getting to find out that her dad, you know, really loved her all this time. When I'm thinking, I go, dog, give your daughter a call. there would have been no reason for this hug.
Yeah, like why?
That's why it's all contrived.
It's dude. All it's in and it's in and I'm upset because like there's some life in this movie. Like there's that moment, you know, they've got Harold Ramis come back, you know, he's got this fucking beard and I'm like, why would he have a beard as a ghost? But I guess, you know, when you die, you fucking have the facial hair, then when you die, whatever.
He grew the beard out there. It's dope.
Yeah, he grew the beard as a ghost.
See, that's the twist. He's actually evil Harold Ramis.
Yeah, once he's got a beard. And so I'm thinking, I go, well, all right. I like that you didn't give him any speaking lines.
I kind of don't. I was kind of bothered by that just because, like, he's smart enough that he can control a fucking lamp and, like, convey messages through a lamp.
No, I think that was a filmmaking choice.
I'm sure it was.
But you could get metaphysical about it. You could say maybe he can't manifest his voice.
See, and for me, the thing is, we just saw Halloween Kills, and they had CGI Donald Pleasance, and he spoke. And I'm like, okay, so it's not impossible, and it's not super far-fetched.
I think it was a respect.
I don't think it was a technical thing. But like,
I think if you have that character talking, I think what little emotional grift that has is diminished because if he has lines, I'm like, yeah, okay, this is the way to do it. I don't like that the fucking Ghostbusters come and save the fucking day.
Dude, I was thinking the same.
Like, ultimately, they don't, but it, like, that...
Well, again, they come and save the day because... They don't come and save the day for any organic story reason. They come and save the day...
For fan service.
Because this is what we want as fans. And that's what I mean. Like, no, I didn't... Because I'm a fan, I don't need this. I can watch the old movie. Let it be what it is. Yeah. And that's what I mean. And Bill Murray wanted that for years, by the way. He resisted coming and doing a third one on general principle for years. Because of this fucking very reason.
And again, I don't want to keep like mentioning it because I feel like my opinion is a little bit soured. But these guys were mentioning the fact that, like, you know, this town had a bunch of dead miners, right? And they do nothing with that. There's one miner in a
that's
cafe,
true. That
and
been
it's like
spooky.
That could have been a really cool third act where you have, you know, actual ghost busting to do instead of one ghost and then it's Gozer. Fuck.
Yep.
Again.
And they repeat the same lines. There is no mom, only Zool. You know, like basically they take all of the little things that people remember and quote share on Facebook.
And that scene where they're like, did we back there? Did they fuck?
Yeah,
you couldn't tell.
No.
So fucking annoying. And she's like, yeah, we did. And he's like, oh, we did, huh? Yeah, we did. And it's like, fucking move on.
Here's what I like, though. Well, I didn't like, again, that the Ivo Shandor, I think it's creative to incorporate all of that into this sequel. But I also think the whole movie's unnecessary, but I'm trying to give credit where it's due. However, showing him, like, I didn't need that, and I definitely didn't need to be an actor I recognized for this little bit scene like that. The other thing is this. He's basically done this whole thing, which is an elaborate thirst trap for Gozer. He's like, I built this temple for you, and we can rule the world together. And she's like, and fucking kills him. So he built the most elaborate thirst trap in, like, probably human history and gets immediately yeeted out of his own temple. So that's
by Olivia Wilde, of all people.
Was that Olivia Wilde?
Yeah.
So also, that's Gozer what I mean,
was?
Too.
Yeah. That makes God, she's so fine, I couldn't even tell it was her.
And I know, like, look, it's not like the original Ghostbusters is really scary, but it had these moments of, because it has that occult thing to it, and it has that kind of feel to it here and there, and they did that genuinely, and when Ray goes into the occult stuff, and they got all that, they build the lore, it starts to generate that, and you have this Ivo Shandor, and you have this shadowy figure, and you don't have an image of him, and you don't know his exact mode. Like, you know he was a Gozer worshiper, and he tried to build a fucking temple and make an interdimensional bridge. I don't need to know.
And now they made him fucking Sleeping Beauty in her glass coffin.
Yeah. And he looks at them, and it's stupid.
Did they imply that ghosts are responsible for the Holocaust? Because when they're in that temple and they have the fucking...
The Holocaust is responsible for ghosts.
And they have... Well, that's true. But then they have... They have all those dates and they're talking about all the things that happened in the dates. And then they do 1945 and that girl goes, what didn't happen in 1945? And I'm like, I mean, what did? The Holocaust? Are you saying that ghosts did the Holocaust? Are you saying ghosts did Hiroshima? What are you saying? That happened in 1945.
I think what they're saying is any I think what they're trying
explain me this
trying
one.
to say, sorry, is that any sort of major cataclysm that's happened has been because of evil forces. Not necessarily.
They should have had 2019 ghosts on there, and they're like, oh yeah, COVID-19.
And it's, dude, and here's the thing. I think what's kind of weird too is, so this muncher, and I guess I'll wrap up with that. This muncher ghost thing.
Okay. Oh, you mean where he literally eats the thing that they need him to eat?
Yeah.
They let him out of the trap and he's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm a ghost. I could fly through these bars.
But I'm going to eat him.
But let me eat the lock could get in here.
So the ghost from a design standpoint is really odd to me. It's this caterpillar. It's got six legs.
He looks like from A Bug's Life.
He looks like the thing from Alice in Wonderland and with the hookah pipe.
Yeah. So then that posits to me a ghost universe where there's ghost caterpillars.
Well, yep. By the way, it points out the flaws in the Ghostbusters lore in general. What is Slimer?
Yeah, I could see Slimer being like a mutated human.
Well,
I
that's
guess.
The thing. I don't think he was. I think these are
they're just ectoplasm,
interdimensional.
Yeah,
that's the link here. That's what makes it quasi scientific.
What it is the ooze that turned the Ninja Turtles.
So I want, like, if you're gonna give me a six legged caterpillar metal eating ghost blob,
bullet spitting ghost,
go nuts, dude. You've got the budget, clearly.
Nah, dude. They need to spend the budget on the fucking car going through Croc.
And the problem is they made it look enough like Slimer to be like, why isn't this just Slimer?
Because it's BB-8 to R2-D2.
I would have much rather
not had... No, they look so different, though, BB-8 and R2.
Like, I like BB-8.
Well, yeah, but he looks nothing like R2. Yeah, he's a droid, but like they look nothing alike.
Let me...
fucking Slimer and Muncher, whatever the fuck his name is.
Speaking of fan service and stuff real quick, let me hit on that real quick, because we had a Patreon member, God bless you all, and God bless this gentleman too, but he's on Discord, and he's saying, they were talking, everyone's kind of happy about this movie, like, I'm glad you guys, I'm glad for you, and I don't hate the movie, but it didn't need to exist.
Yeah.
And I'll never watch it. Am I going to watch this again? Am I going to watch this every year? Like, no.
It may sound like I don't like it. I'm just highly indifferent.
I'm highly never going to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because I don't really.
I mean, if for some reason I'm ever babysitting or, like, yeah, God forbid I have children, like, maybe I'll show this to them. But then I would just show them the regular Ghostbusters.
But they brought up Force Awakens as a reference point, this person, and they were like, it's not Force Awakens bad, you know, with its level of fan service. And here's the thing. Number one, Ghostbusters is not Star Wars. True. Star Wars is an entire universe. It had years of lore. It had several movies. It had prequels. It had expanded universe stuff, which has since been defunct once it went to Disney. It had an entire universe. Ghostbusters had Ecto Cooler. And it had some comic books that most of you didn't read.
Nope.
It had fucking two movies. It's not Star Wars. And a video. And I love it, but it's not some expanded universe like Star Wars with all these characters. The other thing is this. It's not Force Awakens level fan service. It's worse because it's doing the exact same beats in the climax. I know Force Awakens had a thing very similar to the fucking Death Star, but in no way is the climactic fight between fucking Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley anything like the Obi-Wan and fucking Darth Vader one.
Well, and not only that, I think there's no parallel in Star Wars. It would make sense for them to retread the Death Star a little bit because it's a proven mechanic, right? Like, this thing kills planets. That's what we want to do.
But killing your dad, Han Solo, that didn't happen in the old one. And it's the hero's journey thing and all this stuff. But it wasn't like, oh, here's little miniature Marshmallow Man because there was Stay Puft the Marshmallow Man. Like, there was nothing that fucking ridiculous in Force Awakens to me. And I'm not, you know, look, I hated how this ended up with the new Star Wars trilogy, by the way. I despise Rise of Skywalker, but... Yeah, this is not. That's not a good comparison. Yeah. Comparing this to Force Awakens.
I'm largely kind of ambivalent about it. I'm not upset really at the film because I wasn't expecting too much from it. But I'm like, dude, you guys had it. You have very decent ideas. We had a very. You didn't have to do too much. You did too much. You know, it's just
you did too much.
by even fucking doing this movie.
Well, they were trying to wipe out 2016.
I don't know.
They overcorrected a little bit.
I don't know.
They didn't want that to be the last Ghostbusters movie. And did you notice, going back to the Holocaust implication?
Oh, boy.
When they have all those dates, there's another one.
Third Holocaust reference.
There's another one after 2021.
Like, yeah, I did.
It's like 2056 or something like
is
that.
Is it? And I'm
like,
I only saw the two, and I'm like, okay, they're setting up a sequel.
Here's the thing, too. Look, I'm not against the idea, and I don't fucking think it's unlikely that we'll see a complete reboot of Ghostbusters someday.
You right? think they're going to reboot, or you think they'll sequel this version?
It depends how successful this is. But regardless, even if that sequel is successful, what I mean is on a long enough timeline, we'll see a complete reboot because all of these people will die. And that's what happens. Now, look, when they reboot Star Trek with an all-new cast playing Kirk and Spock mm-hmm. a few years ago, that sounded ridiculous. And that reboot was really
dope.
Good.
Yeah.
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 That's what I'm saying. So this isn't like, I'm not saying, and do I want to see them reboot it? No. But does that mean that it couldn't be good? No, it doesn't mean that it couldn't be. It could be good. But could it be a case where it's like bottling lightning and this was so individual to the talents of the people involved since they were comedians? It's possible.
Yeah.
But this isn't the way – this isn't just because, like, you miss Ghostbusters and because you like the theme song and the car. Like, I'm good on that. I'll watch the movie.
Yeah.
We already got the first movie.
So why is it called –
and the second one, which I've always liked
Ghostbusters
anyway.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Because it's – well, because it's all,
Afterlife.
It's all dedicated to Ramis.
And it's, also – well, it's Egon, and it's also Afterlife of the franchise. It's like all of it.
So it grossed $44 million domestic opening weekend.
Mm-hmm. Decent.
Which isn't bad for a pandemic fucking era.
Variety saying box office signals franchise future, which, like, for a non-animated PG children's movie, I think – $44 million is pretty good.
Yeah, it's
for
pretty, opening, I mean, it's
for
decent.
Opening
I mean,
weekend
it is
on a
for,
holiday.
It is well, holiday weekends are generally really good, especially for this kind of movie. But this pre-pandemic, this probably could have pulled 70 to 80 million.
Yeah,
honestly. I think it said it's at like 60 right now.
Domestic
so like first week. Because it came out last weekend, right?
Right, and we'd have to see. We have to see if it has legs, like you're saying. We also have to see what's going on abroad.
Yeah, we got
to
see what the week one drop off is. Because once word of mouth spreads, like a lot of people are going to go see it just for nostalgia reasons, and then
well, that's what they're counting on,
and they're going to tell their friends. And like, look, like I've said this, and it doesn't sound like it. I don't think it's a bad movie. Like, if you're looking for a horror movie, it's a miss. If you're not looking for a kids movie, it's a miss.
Yeah,
like. If you're looking for ghosts, it's a miss.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all in all, it's...
It's not, I mean, it's not there, terrible. It's, not I, bad. It's fine. It's fine.
I thought about you during it. I was thinking, like, George could probably take his kids to this and dig it.
I think Micah would probably like it. It's still a little too scary for Quinn. She's very standoffish with movies in general. Nah, just in general. She doesn't like conflict. Hmm. She turns stuff off when things start to... get into a fight.
That's smart. That's a good life skill.
We got to wrap it up a little bit.
Not like continuing to text.
Anywho, you guys have been looking for restaurants for the last like half hour.
No. I was actually looking at the box office abroad. It's made $16 million abroad, which isn't very high, but I don't think it's open in all the territories.
I think everything else is starting to get locked down again, too.
Right. There's a lot of – that's what I mean. This there's a lot of disruption, and the model has changed. This movies can make quite a bit in streaming
and all that. Why are they not? That's my fucking thing. It's like, you don't have to put it on HBO Max for free the day
it comes out. I'll answer you.
But also, like, if you're going to charge $15 for a ticket at the theater, allow me to watch it at home for $15.
The reason they're not is because Shang-Chi, for instance, it premiered exclusively in theaters and cracked $100 million. So that proved to people, said the demand is there.
I'm sure that has absolutely nothing to do with being one of the first... Asian American superhero movies.
Of course it does.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But that could go either way, Matt. That could also be a massive failure because of that.
Well, right, but it's a Marvel movie, so chances are it's not going to be a failure.
Yeah, but the thing was the theatrical exclusivity, they're assuming in that case, is one of the things that made the fucking box office take higher because people didn't have the option of streaming it.
Yeah.
Like they didn't a couple years ago.
But see, I think like it could be lucrative if you were to just like, okay, Netflix, you can show this movie for the first 2 weeks of its release, but Netflix has to shell out $50 million, $100 million.
Well, even still, dude, it's not worth it for them because like the average family has, 4 to 5 people in it. They're getting one
one price of admission versus exactly. the 15 D60 times six.
Plus you know, concessions. So.
I mean, what do we know what we're doing next week?
We got to discuss all this shit.
All right. We should actually have a conversation instead of over text, but we can't do it right now.
You're going to put that on the fucking recording?
Got him.
That's not good.
All right.
That's documentation.
That's what
right?
I do. That's Who Goes Our Podcast for episode 333. We'll see you next week when we talk about something else.
Was it 333?
333.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. Take the whole family. Psych!
Yeah. All right. Bye, idiots.
You probably already took your family.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this room.